and diamonds. Oh, the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength. When the pressure is on, he's making diamonds. Oh, the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength. When the pressure is on, he's making diamonds.
Oh, you gotta give it all up. Good morning. Father God, we thank you this morning. Lord Jesus, resurrect us. Holy Ghost, fill us. Brothers and sisters, God is truly blessing this ministry. I am so happy to declare, announce, whatever the right words would be, but I'm going to be introducing, praise God, to the church world. Headline has birthed up to right now 4 new ministries. You hear me this morning? I say headline has birthed 4 new ministries. Man, it is a good morning. I could say 6, but the other 2 aren't quite up yet. That has always been my objective, to reconnect people to God and help them be empowered to do what God has called them to do. So this morning, as of right now, we got Pastor Hattie Hood. We got missionary Olita Carter. We got a minister Bible study in Maryland, somewhere over not too far from the Shenandoah Valley, not too far, I think, from the Virginia line. And then we got Jessica has launched her home ministry. The ministry on the Maryland Virginia line over there, these are home-based ministries, but they ministries, because you see what the Bible says. The Bible says that the disciples went from house to house. From house to house. So how many is that? Okay, we got the one in Georgia. We got one in Corpus Christi, Texas. We got one in Maryland. We got one, I can't remember. We got 2 incubating in Massachusetts. Two gonna be one incubating in Massachusetts. And we got one somewhere else. Why am I missing this? Anyway, it's four operating right now. This is the apostolic anointing in action. Are you hearing me? Blessed, honored people being called into service which was God's original destiny and plan for their life anyway. So if he could use ministry in any shape, form, or fashion, they might get a diamond. I keep telling you this. They'll get a diamond. I'll get a ruby, an emerald, or a pearl, but I still get a gem. And that's fine with me. But you see, brothers and sisters, the Bible says that you don't do it as a thief in the night. You do it open, above board, with integrity. And then God can bless it. And in everything you do for God, you want him to bless it. So I don't even know. When I do the dedication to this ministry, that's when I'm going to do the ordinations. Because I will have everything in the established order that the Lord would have it to be in. Are you hearing me? I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that these men and women of God are stepping right into their destiny. I'm thrilled. I'm happy that they stepped up and went and found themselves a place to minister. And each one is different. They found that plan that God had for their life. And you know what? They're happy with it. And I'm happy they're doing it. And God is happy because his kingdom is going to be increased, enlarged. So I got to get me a happy birthday song. Okay? And all of these ministries are flying under the same banner. You know what that banner is? This is the banner they're flying under.
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. In heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge. In heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge. Hey, whoa, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, whoa, to the glory of God the Father. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. In heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge. In heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge. Hey, whoa, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, whoa, to the glory of God the Father. Hey, whoa, that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God.
What's the banner? Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the banner. Jesus Christ is Lord. Demonstrating to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you know the good thing? It's the good thing. God, when he hung those stars in the sky, had already ordained a household of faith for all of you ministers to call in, to minister to. You see, the Bible says that faith without works is dead, being alone. And I don't know where this crazy idea, when people don't know you, they say all kind of crazy stuff. My whole objective for being in ministry has always been to reconnect and connect. Reconnect people to Jesus, and then Jesus connect them to God. Then God, but the calling always, you're drawn by the Holy Spirit first. That's how you got saved. The Holy Spirit drew you. And then the Holy Spirit draws you, brings you to Jesus. That's the way it works. Jesus takes you to God. And then you know what? God turns right around and then fills you all over again with his own Holy Spirit. And then what? Equipped you to go out and win the loss at any cost. Knowing that he's working with you, that he's working through you, that he's working by you, and that you're working for him and with him and for him and by him. And what is that called? That's called ushering in the kingdom of God. See, it don't take a lot of talking. It really takes you and me obeying and following what God has put in our hearts from the first place. Now, starting next week, I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching on my, well, you'll see. I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching. And I'm going to teach it kind of swiftly. So you're going to have to put on your Holy Ghost running shoes, because you know what? It's not, you don't have any more time to fool around. People are perishing. I want you to write this down. On August 30th, you can find it under Free Chapel Jensen Franklin. I don't know if y'all know who he is, but Jensen Franklin is a pastor. I first knew about him from years ago on like TN. But he used to be an evangelist, and he played the saxophone. But he started a church called Free Chapel in Gainesville, Georgia. Well, on August the 30th, it's on YouTube. This is why I want you to watch it. At the same time as the pastor from Israel was at Christ Fellowship, Sean Fetchett, who used to be with Bethel in Reading, but it kind of started with the George Floyd thing. If you remember, he was the praise and worship leader that went up there and started the praise and worship on the streets. And since then, I think they've been to, I don't know how many cities. But anyway, there was a rally old-fashioned outdoor meeting at Free Chapel. You can find it on YouTube. The reason I want you to find it is two. Number one, he was here in Dalton, and he said he don't know why he wound up in Dalton, Georgia. The place where they put their tent in Dalton, a man was sitting there, about to commit suicide. So anyway, on August 31st, Free Chapel in Gainesville is also where the University of Georgia is. Well, the University of Georgia is in Athens, Georgia, but they are together. Really, Dawsonville, Cummins, Athens, they're all together. So if you go to YouTube and put in Free Chapel, Pastor and Pastor Jensen Franklin was given a church in L.A. He was given a church in L.A. with about, I think when they gave him the church, turned it over to him, the church might have had about 6,000-7,000 members then. The church in Gainesville got about that many or more. I would say more. But anyway, there was a meeting going on at the same time with thousands of people in Gainesville, Georgia. And in that meeting, one of the guys got delivered from drugs, and he attempted to do a mass deliverance, but it was more evangelistic. But I just want you to see what's happening over the state of Georgia. Now, you know about how many people be at the Christ Fellowship. Well, it's twice this many at this outdoor meeting on that. And the meeting went on, and Pastor Jensen Franklin, I saw him, and he reminded me of when he was a young man blowing his saxophone. And I could see the love and the joy coming out of him. It's obvious that he had neglected his saxophone. But back in the day, he used to blow that saxophone and people would get saved and people would get delivered. Thank you, Jessica. It's Sean Fetchett, Free Chapel, Gainesville. Jessica just posted it in the chat room. I want you to look at this. If you think God is not moving, and he's moving, because I just said to Bill and Jose, I'm disturbed in my spirit because I'm looking at Christ Fellowship and I don't have anything to compare it with. I don't have any other model I can compare it with. And God led me to this. He said, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And when I went there, and they got aerial shots. And I'm looking at all these young and old and middle-aged people together. But more young, more college students. And then, in boldness, they asked for all the people that were having problems with gender identity issues. And they prayed for those people to be free from that bondage. And they lifted them up to God. They had the people lift them up and put them on their shoulders. They had the people that were there. Onlookers, whatever. If it's somebody next to you, pray for them to be saved. And then they had them, that they had an altar call that was phenomenal, big. And they had them raise their hand if they wanted prayer. And they asked for the mamas and the papas and the old people to come and pray for these young people. You see, wherever God is, blessings abound. Don't forget that. Wherever God is making his presence known, blessings abound. I don't know why right now Georgia has been pinpointed. I really, but it was pinpointed once before now. We live, where I live is Whitfield County. Study the awakenings and the great revivals. George Whitfield, Jonathan Edwards, even during slavery, they came down here. Even during the oppression of the Civil War, they came through here before and after General Sherman. I'm telling you, wherever God is manifesting his presence, like this one preacher used to say, you need to get under the spout where the Holy Ghost is being poured out. Now, you might think that this is just normal, but it's not happening normally in any other state. And I'm happy. I'm so happy God allowed me to help birth these ministries. And you know, ministry is birthed in, right? You know that, right? Of course you know that, because I'm birthed in some here, and we've had birthing services. Birthing prayers, birthing services. When I went over there, you know, to the ministry of the aborted babies, then COVID hit them. Eventually, I'm going to put my own memorial garden. I got enough land right here to call in somebody that knows how to build those memorial gardens and things. I'm going to put one right here on this property. Because I've always been a believer that I used to think, you know, God helps those who help themselves. Uh-uh. God helps those who live by faith and walk by faith. So I'm happy. I am extremely, extremely happy. And some of you know, and I hope you're acting like you know, that we're not in the same place we were a year ago. You're not supposed to be in the same place you were a year ago. Because if you're in the same place you were a year ago, somebody done missed something. If your life is not improved and better for the good, somebody done missed something. And I'm so tired of people saying, I love Jesus. I want to start hearing people say, Jesus loves me. Look what he did for me. Jesus loves me. Look how he manifested himself for me. And they can say, and you can say it with passion and truth and honesty and integrity. And it's all available to you and for you now. And next year it'll be more. But just start with now. Start where you are now. It's a great time in the Lord taking place. But the enemy wants you to keep your eyes on things that are not certain and that are temporal. You know, everything with God is certain and permanent. Like Carmen say, I trust in you, Lord, in every way. I trust in you in every way. That's going to have to be your, do you really trust in him in every way? That's what I want to know.
Bye. got out again. He didn't count, he didn't bend.
Do I do? Yes, I say.
But trust in you, Lord, all the way.
Do I do? Yes, I say.
Trust in you, all the way. Moses told the Pharaoh back in Egypt's land. God said, Pharaoh, let my people go. After many plagues, people fled in vain. They headed for the promised land.
Do I do? Yes, I say.
I trust in you, Lord, all the way.
Do I do? Yes, I say.
I trust in you, all the way. Everything I am, everything I'll be,
everything I'll do.
Peter saw the master walking on the sea. Peter said, can I come out to you? Jesus told him, Peter, I can make it be. If all you do is trust in me.
Do I do? Yes, I say.
Trust in you, Lord, all the way.
Do I do? Yes, I say.
Trust in you, all the way.
Yes, I say,
trust in you, Lord, all the way.
Do I do?
Yes, I say,
trust in you, all the way,
all the way.
Trust in you, all the way.
Trust in you, all the way.
Do I do? Yes, I say. Trust in you, Lord, in every way. Brothers and sisters, do you know the Ted line has a 76-year-old grandma that's starting to minister to people? The rest of her days is going to be the best of her days ever. And sometimes, you know, it is God that equips you. It is God that operates through you. So how could you fail? How could you fail? If you really trust him, if you really believe that he is who he is and you are you who you are with him living in you, how could you fail? See, the devil is counting on your insecurity. The devil is counting on you feeling, you know, inadequate. But that is a lie. Those are big lies. Big lies. This young man, Sean Fetchett, he came out of Reading under Bill Johnson. Do you know they got mad with him going to George Floyd, and he went through some bad stuff because God told him to do what he tells every evangelist to do. Do what he tells every minister. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. They renounced him. They said, and now this boy done won hundreds of thousands of people to Christ doing the work of an evangelist. And Pastor Jensen Franklin had to remind the people, you know, that's how he got started. You're going to do it God's way or it's not going to be done. But in the meantime, you have to step out, especially if you know that you are in a church somewhere and Jesus is not there, that you operating under some kind of false pretense of what I don't know. And I don't really care because that ain't really my business. Nope. I do the best I can every day to stay out of other folks' business unless God puts me in it. And if God puts me in it, then, well, you know, I just do what God say and get back out of it. But you can't have, well, you can. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. You can have one foot in heaven and one foot on earth and be led by the Holy Spirit and be effective and a winner. You can have that. But you can't have one foot in the world, dedicated to the world, and then think you're going to have one foot in the holy realm of God operating as if under God. It don't work. Because, see, I had a message about this a while back, too. God does not time share with the devil. God does not time share you with the devil. That's why I know you can be delivered and refilled and move on in higher things in Christ. There's a lot more available to you than you being stuck, or some demons have you. What am I talking about? You being stuck on the lies of the devil. That's stupid. Real dumb. Because then what your witness is that God is untrustworthy, or God is unfaithful, or God lacks the ability to do what only he, God, can do. But the problem is not with God. The problem is with you, and the problem is you listening to and taking orders from who? The thief. The devil. He's a thief. He comes to do one thing, steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he comes to do. The Bible says so in John 10:10. The thief cometh but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. What is he coming to steal, kill, and destroy? Your relationship with God, your Father. Your faith in your relationship with God, your Father. Your hope in Jesus, his Son. And he's really stealing your power that was given to you when you received the baptism of God's own Holy Spirit. But now over there in 1 Peter 4:15, it says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Because you don't know. You don't know. I don't know your full purpose. I don't even know your full potential. And it ain't my business. It's your business. It is important that you know. But it is important that I show you how to do, if you willing to try, the works of him who sent you here in the first place. I like that song that girl sings. I only listen to music with a message. But you know, that song say, do life big. It doesn't say, and guess what? God gives people these lyrics so that prayerfully, you'll catch it and catch a hold to them. But this song say, do like, I want you to do life big. Why? Because you serve a big God. A big God.
Yo, we're just there for you to do life big. You see me?
I gotta slow down. Stop for a second. Take a look around. And I gotta take time to hear that little voice inside saying I came to give you life, to spread your wings and fly. I got a secret to share. You are enough to change the atmosphere. So go and do life big.
want you to do life big. Don't you get it? In Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, it says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You know, I'm praying for some people, and one of them said to me, they said, you know, I keep hearing these frequencies. It's like I hear these frequencies. And so, you know, I said, well, you know, I don't have the answer to that right at this moment. I said, but if it's of the devil, and I ask God, he'll tell me what that is. And don't you know, this morning God gave me 1 Corinthians 4:5, and he told me how to get that lady free. I tried to call them on the phone. They're not even on the line. Now, what do you think I'm supposed to do? Am I supposed to hunt them down? Or maybe they should have been on this headline, and I would have done deliverance, because they are responsible for me to get this depth of deliverance that I have right now, because I was searching for an answer to their problem. That's how you get more with God. You be trying to help people. And so in trying to help them, so I'll probably do this deliverance tomorrow. Or maybe I might do it later tonight. I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. I know how the devil works. I know who attacked them. They were attacked by a king. A king demon. You know who that king is. The king of the bottomless pit. But now I know he uses frequencies. And I know how they work. Because I studied, I pressed in. Even in the midst of all of this. Because I knew God did not want those people bound. And I knew this was something that I had not experienced. But I knew that there was power available to get them free. And guess what? I got it this morning. But after I went down there, and I didn't have to go down there because Pastor Valentine did pray with me. But I wanted to go. I wanted to see. I wanted to experience what God. And then I find out that it was power coming from Gainesville in that meeting. Sisters, now I know why they want to build that CERN thing and go down in the middle of the earth. But I didn't have to go down there. All I had to do was ask God the right questions, and he gave me the answers. Why? Because he's real, and because he wants his people really free, and because what? We serve the real thing.
You are the Lord. Yeah.
I want you to pray, Lord Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord Jesus, turn my will into your will and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Brothers and sisters, you got the real thing. You can declare a thing and it shall come to pass. And you know what? I'm dedicating the rest of this year to showing you how to make that work. Not that you can make it work, but the power that worketh in you is able, because Jesus has blessed you with all spiritual things that pertain to life and godliness, that pertain to life and God and goodliness. All you got to have, which you got it. It's the real thing. You got it. You got it.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
I bind up every king demon. I bind up every work and every influence of every king demon. I bind up all supporting spirits of that king demon. You will not manifest. You will not do harm. We bind up your evil intent and we command it to cease, desist until complete deliverance. In the name of Jesus. To all the new ministries, all the new home churches, all the new home Bible studies on the way to becoming churches, I say welcome, 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 welcome. Come on in. Come on in.
Come on in. worthy to be praised.
You know what I'm happy about? We're going to have filling stations. Filling stations. Holy Ghost filling stations all over the world. Holy Ghost filling stations where you can come be saved, delivered, healed, and receive divine healing. Restoration. Restoration. And what else? What else? All that God has available. Because you'll be able to walk into a place where there's no greater love manifest there than the love of God. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Erica Shepherd, Jesus Believers Church. I'm a believer. And there's no greater love than the love of God to make you a believer too.
What kind of love would stand in the flames and choose to remain there beside me? What kind of love would go to the grave, give up everything just to find me? Of all the treasure that this world could offer me, you're the only thing I need. Oh, no greater love, no greater love, no greater love than yours. No greater love, more than enough. No greater love than yours. From the edge to the end of the earth, the whole universe. Spent a lifetime trying to search and found that there's no greater love, no greater love, no greater love than yours. You are the God who would travel the stars to rescue my heart from the darkness. Only your grace to see who we are and love. There is no treasure that this world could offer me. No greater love, no greater love, no greater love than yours. No greater love, more than enough. No greater love than yours. From the edge to the end of the earth, the whole universe. Spent a lifetime trying to search and found that. No greater love, no greater love, no greater love than yours. Your love is never changing. Your love will always be my home. Though this world will fail me, your love will never let me go.
No greater love. It's more than enough. No greater love.